Hello, everybody. Welcome to week six here of Onega Locker Room Chats. Boys Buffalo team here with head coach Jason Claycamp. I'm Krenan Prophet. Let's dive straight into this one again. Week number six of the Locker Room Chats here continuing on KMZA. And coach, you've only played one game since we last spoke. That game was on Saturday. The loss 55-42 against the Donathan West Mustangs. In that game, you know, you had a good start at the very beginning, taking a 13-11 lead. Just were not able to hold that lead to the very end there. But you had some good scores. You had Kaysen Huffless finish that game with 16 total points. He had 13 points on last Tuesday. So, you know, he's been a great production scorer for you, you know, averaging over 13 points a game here on this season. You know, he even had 7 boards on Saturday and 2 threes as well. Jackson Coulter, another great game from him with 10 points. What can you tell me more about that loss on Saturday?
Well, I thought we played really well, especially in the first half. I think second half, some of the shots that fell in the first half, we just couldn't get to go down in the second half. And it's kind of been the theme this season. We put together some pretty good first halves. We just got to figure out how to translate that into second half and make some buckets. I thought Jackson did a good job of attacking the basket, which is kind of what we need out of him. Kaysen, he's pretty consistent in that 13 points, 10 board range, and we kind of know what we're going to get out of him. But we've got to find some other guys to put some numbers up to on the offensive side. And right now we haven't got much consistency out of the rest of those guys. So we need some guys to step up and put the ball in the basket a little more.
Now, you did see a good game from Maddox Honus. He had 4 points in the first half, as well as he finished that game with 5 assists. What can you tell me about your 5'8 sophomore point guard who's been doing a lot of work there, bringing the ball down the court and getting some good placements down low to set up some good shot opportunities for his teammates?
Yeah, Maddox is kind of our spark plug. He does a lot of the dirty work out there. He'll step in and take a charge when we need one. I think he's averaging about 5 or 6 assists on the year, so he sees the floor really well. And we're a different team when he's out there on the floor, because I think everything runs a little better. He's also probably one of our best communicators on both ends of the floor, especially defensively. So he does a lot of good things for us.
Well, upcoming here, you got Washington County as well as Valley Heights as your next two games, both being at Frankfort for the TVL tournament for consolation games. What can you tell me about both your upcoming opponents?
Well, I mean, they're kind of in the same boat as us with 1 or 2 wins, but there really is no off night in the TVL. I mean, Lynn, pretty long and athletic. They got some big kids. Valley Heights, they've got some good scores. The Ekstrom kid, he's a pretty good ball player. We got to show up and play, and we got to figure out how to put the ball in the basket in the second half. I think if we can do that, we'll be just fine. But we've got to get some consistency across all 4 quarters of the game.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. This Onega Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Vine Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. This has been Coach Jason Claycamp of the Onega Buffaloes. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.